set out a segment. It don't have to be an hour. But whatever you do it as unto the Lord. Nothing else going on. No physical exercise. Just you and him. You're talking to him. I think this is a, as the Spirit called it, we're talking about careless praying, though. Now, praying careless, what I talked to you about this morning. Careless praying. Y'all take notes in your diary. Y'all need to get y'all a diary to keep with you when your prayer time. And he'll talk to you. I got a bunch of them. But careless praying is not setting out time particularly just to pray. I ain't doing nothing else. I ain't driving. See what I'm saying? See, what we're doing, we're rambling off words. And what we're missing is, now listen very carefully. And this is so important. And this is not religious. This is not something I want to put on you. This is something I want to show you. We miss the voice of the Spirit. See, because we're busy. We haven't given him priority. We're jumbling him in with the rest of our appointment for the day. He deserves better. He's your King. He's your Lord. He's your Master. And when you talk to him, when a king walk in the room, come on, rush. When a king come in the room, everybody else need to be solemn. So a lot of your answers and a lot of your promotion and a lot of your protection and a lot of your provision and a lot of your power has been voided by a substitution, a substituted prayer. Now, millions of people in the world don't know this. You call it giving God quality time. Giving respect to whom respect is due. Now, we're not talking religion right now. We're not talking about what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right. I'm trying to give you something that's going to escalate your life in so many ways. You can't know God, let God talk to you. You talking to him, he already know. You can't know him until he talked to you. And so the urgency of the moment is that you don't get up, wash your face, brush your teeth, run out of the house, and don't spend no time, precious quality time with God. I mean, and you're gonna have to deal with it because it's not there. You got to put it in you. You got to train yourself to do it. See, I learned this a long time ago that you got to spend quality time with God. But I even get caught in a rat race. God speaks to me so much when I come here and take time with him. Just talk to him. I cut that segment out today, a couple hours. Just talk with him. Sit here and talk with him. And he started talking back. See. And what it will do is it will make your life, watch me now, unshakable. No matter what come, no matter how it look, no matter who it is, it could be Satan and three demons come themselves. They won't be able to shake you. Because I want you to look at a scripture in Hebrews 12:28 and say you need to pray that type of scripture that a lot of things will be shaken. A lot of things will be shaken in this generation. Okay? You have to make sure that you're not shakable. Okay? And one of the ways not to be shakable, just understand my language, please. One of the ways not to be shakable is to be stuck. Stuck in him. Stuck in his presence. Stuck in his kingdom. See? Now, I'm just going to give you a little highlight. What happened is we've been trained about heaven. We've been trained about the mansions. Been trained about even getting saved. We've been trained about I'm a Christian. So we're trained about the cross, Christ, training about the church, little training about the kingdom. And that's where you are now. See, you're not supposed to be focusing on heaven and on mansion. You're supposed to be focusing on this kingdom, because this kingdom is where you rule, reign, have authority, and operate under the sovereignty of God. Rule, reign, authority, and operate under the sovereignty of God. That's that kingdom of God that is in you and that you are in is a real kingdom. And God's throne is in that kingdom. So God's throne is in you. And so when you pray, careless praying is just to say, I did it. You know, I prayed 45 minutes, 50 minutes. How? Moving. Just moving around. It's better than nothing, but it's not God's best, and you're not going to hear too much. When I pray carelessly, I pray carelessly. When I pray carelessly, ain't nothing too much happen. Boy, but if I focus and I set that time apart, God started talking to me. I mean, make your very hair on your head stand up. I mean, he really would talk to you. He really would get personal with you. Once you've been personal with God, no other personality gonna move you. All right? And so take care. Always, like I say, when you're praying, set a particular time you're going to pray. I mean, I don't mind y'all come here if you're going to take 10-minute private time, even on the job. I don't care. Just set some time off that you can talk to God without something else on your mind, you see. And prayer, the major thing about prayer is not you talking, it's you listening. He gonna tell you something. He gonna use his word. See that verse in 28 there? There's a whole lot of things going to be shaken. Technology, all this stuff, all evil going to be shaken. But you are in a kingdom. Look at the voice. You're in a kingdom. Hebrews 12:28. You're in a kingdom that cannot be moved. It's an unshakable kingdom. Why? Because there's an unshakable king that's living on the inside of you. Guess what? He made you an unshakable king if you relate to him properly. I'm almost through. Your sense is not going to get it, I'm telling you right now. And technology is not going to get it. Technology will come to a point of deception. Why? You have any idea of the Tower of Babel? They were trying to build that thing without God. Now, I'm not saying there's no Christian technician, but basically it's a world. We got to use it to our advantage, to the glory of God. I thank God for the computer and my Bible and the commentaries all on one instrument. I use it to look up God's word. I'm not knocking it. But our hope and our strength and our victory is knowing how to communicate with God properly. Take time, listen for him. Now, let me tell you how God talked. He talked weird. If you're not tuned in. Got it? He talked weird if you're not tuned in. He talked in phrases because his word is so explosive. When he used the English word, it's no longer an English word. It become a divine word. And it has things in it you never seen in English. So when he tell you something, he give you three or four words, what you do is just keep praying or just keep waiting on him, because he's about to open something up to you. A thought is about to be opened up to you that right now you can't share with nobody, because it'd be baffling to him. So you got to wait a while for him to tell you how to share it. Or the person will think you're out of your mind, because you're in another dimension. See, when you pray and listen and let God's voice speak to you, that's a conversation. That's a divine exchange. See, Satan don't mind us. Blah, 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 he don't mind that if we're not listening. So we're on a go. As I say personally, as your pastor, what I've done, I've prayed to walk on a treadmill. I prayed driving my car. And nothing wrong with that. But with all that, I got to have some quality time. You know, people stuck on an hour. It don't have to be an hour. Just some quality time. Now, I tell you what would happen to you. If you spend that quality time, 5 or 10 minutes, and things start happening, then you're going to stretch a little bit yourself. You say, I'm going to go 20 minutes a day. Because you're excited because you don't know what he's going to say. See, we have to recognize, Lauren, that God is alive. Here we got somebody who knows everything, everybody, every move, every darkness, every light, every strength, every weakness at our exposure at all time. And we seem to validate a good movie. You know, somebody wants some popcorn, we're halfway through the movie, you go get them. I ain't going. You go get them. You go get them. Don't want to miss nothing. See, you're not, I mean, you make a bathroom trip shorter. You're hurting, trying to get back out. Put that movie on. Well, think about it. That's fictitious, isn't it? That movie's not real, is it? Just make you feel good. What is entertaining? Your flesh. I go to movies. So all I want to do is cut out in your life today that how important it is. You can't take, that's why I'm talking to you like this. It's not a religious stick I'm using. See, it's a revelatory cue, C-U-E, to you. I did it at the age of 25 or 24, for you to come into an intimacy with God that can't be shaken. Are you going to make a mistake? Absolutely. But as you unfold, as he unfolds himself in prayer time with you, then your prayer time becomes sacred to you. It becomes serious to you. It don't become a something else we tagged onto our life to appease our conscience. I have prayed. What did he say? What did he say to you this morning? You did all that talking to him. What did he say to you? Did he say anything to you? You ain't prayed. you just talking to somebody. You ain't let him talk to you. See what I'm saying? Now, you can pray for 25 minutes. In 25 seconds, he answers everything you. I mean, he override. No, I know what. He fulfill. No, he explained everything you need to know that moment in 25 seconds. You prayed 25 minutes. Your 25 minutes was getting in tune with him. See, he's already in tune with you because he know you're going and you're downfall and you're uprising. You always know. He know your weaknesses. He know your mistake. He know your goodness. He know that all the time, God. See, we're dealing with this infinite being, this unlimited knowledge, unlimited omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. He knows everything, see. And so what a privilege it is to have the opportunity to talk to somebody every day who knows everything. What? See, but we take him for granted because that's the way we've been transformed. We take him for granted. Oh, God, it's just God. He's going to be there. What? You see what I'm saying? But you say, I mean, no, don't do that. But when you don't take time to pray, you pray carelessly. That's what you're saying. That's just God. I talk to him. Yeah, drive me car. Yada about your day. Shout out about your day. You can't write nothing down. You know. Then somebody call you. All right, go hold up. Hello. You don't supposed to answer the phone. Then somebody texts you. Wow. How would you like if you're talking to somebody and and they just thought, keep answering three or four texts while you're talking to them. Why would we do God that? Then, many times when God trying to text you, somebody else texts you. Guess what texts the best? See that book she holding in her lap? That's God text. God texts you through that book right there. He texts me all the time. I answer him back. I text him back by thanksgiving and praise. You follow me? All right, so now what I'm asking you to do is, because I'm going to get back to praying, cut a segment in your time, not on the move, not on the run, because you know what he said? In Psalm 46:10, look at it. Be still and know I'm God. Be still. Stop moving. Stop being on the run. Be still. Take time to be still with me so I can talk to you. I can give you an answer, and I can show you some of my promises. We're all guilty of praying on the run. And you know what? A certain concept about that is, we won't admit it, but let me get this over. So I can tell myself today, anybody meet me, yes, I prayed. I'm a prayer. I love God. Then the question mag, did he say anything to you? Well, I mean, then he said nothing today. Because you wasn't listening. You're going through your, watch it, ritual. You'll never fall in love with God if you don't do it, what I'm telling you. You'll never fall. There's no romance. There's no intimacy. You see what I'm saying? It's just a rush. Just rush. Give me what I want. Now get back on the shelf. Santa Claus. You see me there? See what it is? Oh, if I cut you open and put some of the things that have happened in my life in you, spending time with him. When he looks like he steps out of the cloud and stands straight and you just look up in their ear. And then he talks to you, you feel that? It's present. He give you three or four words that revolutionize your life. From that point, there will never be another equal in this world to you. Never, never. You must experience that one time in your life. From that point, nothing else really matters. Becomes so real to you. The reality of God. And you just don't want to do wrong. You just don't want, you don't want to hurt him. See, God, sometimes we hurt God. Sometimes we, if there's such a thing, break his heart. We don't take time for him. We're too busy doing things for him. Instead of letting him do something for you and that reveal himself to you. So just think about it. I want you to think about it. I thought it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to me, not just to share this myself, because he corrected me, and I won't cut out time. I don't want no more callous praying in your life. Now, you can pray in your car. Don't get me wrong. You can pray in tongue while you're driving and stuff, but that's not your man praying. Your man praying, if I've set a segment out, I ain't let nobody bother me, this is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to listen to God. I want to know what he want me to do. And he's sure going to visit you. You're going to have a visitation. Once you have that visitation, nothing else will fulfill you until you go back to that place and talk with him again. And then you hear him whisper, Layla, I really love you. I'm proud of you. You're representing me. If you ever hear that, baby, just go home. If you ever hear that? That's what you need to hear. You need to hear God talking to you. He will. Now, you mean because somebody Shia, one way he'll talk to you now, a scripture will pop up that you read. That's why you got to feed your soul and feed your scripture. Go read that scripture because he's about to tell you something about that scripture. See, that's the way he deal with me. He called scripture. Now, I'm praying about the kingdom. He said there's a kingdom revival coming. And this kingdom revival. The sovereignty, the power, the reign, the rule, the authority that belong to us is in a kingdom understanding. How the kingdom of God actually is the rule of God. And so actually each one of us have a throne set up on the inside of us. A throne. And you have, I want you to write it down because this is very important. You have a raw spirit. R-O-Y, a raw spirit. It's not a regular spirit. The spirit that you're carrying is the spirit of royalty. The best of everything belongs to you. See? Now, why most people don't have everything they want? I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you so you can go ahead and get everything you want. They don't have God in his right place. Because if you don't have him in his right place, the things you want are going to get you out of socket. They're going to become your God. You may say they're not. So when you get God in his right place, everything you want, you're looking at it right now. Everything I want, I can get it right now. Then material, blessing, just blessing, see. When the enemy attacked my body, I don't even worry about it because God's going to do something about it, you know. So beginning today, I think the hour cut have messed us up. Cut out a segment of time. 15 minutes, 10 minutes is so precious if you focus. 10 minutes focusing is better than 9 hours not focusing. I'm just using the hypothetical, it's longer than that, you see. But focus, listen. And all the time you're not going to feel nothing. Now, let me give you these words so you can understand what I'm talking about. Theory, opinion, facts, versus truth. The truth is I've talked to God. I don't care what I feel. I don't care what nobody else's opinion is. I've talked to him. Now, if you talk to him, like I'm telling you, with focus, even if you don't get that intimate sense of his presence at that moment, all through the day now, data, he would try to get to you something. Because you're set for the day. It's not just a moment while you're praying. See, you're setting up the whole day. So y'all could be laughing and talking. All of a sudden, God said, go to the restroom and he talk with you. Get used to that, you'll be blessed. Lift your hand. Father, we thank you. I was impressed by the Holy Spirit to impart to these, your children, the moment of quality praying, that they will set time out for you to hear your voice. Set time out like you set time out for breakfast or for lunch or for dinner, which is so much important, for texting, for television, whatever we do, Lord. Just we got every day, we got to have that special time with you to allow you to direct us or correct us or protect us, provide for us. May the Holy Spirit take these words and make them alive to each one of these, your children. May their life come under conviction. May my life come under a deeper conviction of how important it is to spend quality time with you, listening to the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, that's all I got. See y'all later.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Use that now. Y'all got to use that, okay? That's so important. And you got to train yourself. Your body not going to want to do it sometimes. Your mind not going to want to do it, okay? But you just train yourself that you know it's important. So like Nike said, just do it. All right.